Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Thanks for listening. It's the BS. Appreciate your time. My name's Jason Bailey. There's Nikki D. There's Nelson. Big thanks to Kyle, as always, for helping us out. I told y'all that this live stream is going to be a bad idea. We are 3 days into it on the BS Facebook at Listen to the BS, or I guess slash Listen to the BS on Facebook, as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page, and we are already banned.
Just muted.
In Russia.
In Belarus.
Belarus.
I told you Russia didn't like that accent you used. You can't say bushki bushki.
Bushki bushki. We do not play American radio in Russia.
No.
No.
Banned.
They are passing information to the Ukraine. The Conrad on radio station speak poor words. Bushki bushki.
That's why we're banned.
Get a hold of Vladimir Zuckerberg. Make sure they ban radio program from all of Belarus.
Is that a Belarusian accent as well?
Yeah, it's different than
understood
Moscow. It's different parts of the country.
I thought maybe our content was too racy.
I have to have the meat.
No.
Oh my God.
I thought maybe that was what it was.
I have to have the meat.
Unmute the woman of color. We like her.
That's we don't marsupial.
We don't accept her, and we don't have people of kind. But we like the way she talks.
I have to have the meat.
Makes our kettlebells jingle.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so pornographic.
Doesn't it?
I have to have the meat.
Actually, it sounds like a jingle for a fast food commercial.
And you even sound hungry as you're saying it.
I have to have the meat.
If I were a hamburger joint, I'd buy time on this radio station and show in a heartbeat and have Nikki D do your endorsements and have her do the jingle out.
I have to have the meat. Oh, my gosh.
Get T-shirts made. Come and eat at Blah Blah.
I have to have the meat.
And have to have Nikki with a big old juicy hamburger in her face.
I got my.
Oh,
that's not,
oh my gosh. I have to have the meat.
Ugh. All right. Dry January. Everybody knows about that. Started back in World War II to conserve sugar, believe it or not.
Wild.
Had that conversation earlier. But hey, look, if you got an alcohol problem and it's helping you deal with it, then bless your heart. All the power to you. We learned about Veganary.
Yes.
Where people are going vegan, but we did learn that it's not healthier for you.
Not necessarily healthier, no.
Yeah. So, see how that turns out for you next year. And now, how about January?
What is that?
January.
Uh-huh.
H-A-I-R-Y. Harry.
Okay.
Are when women are encouraged to skip the shaving, waxing, and plucking for a month.
Oh, so it's like the no shave November for guys, but they want women to be hairy in January.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's too much.
It's supposed to challenge beauty standards.
Aren't a lot of women skipping the shaving in the wintertime anyway, though?
No, women are only skipping shaving when there's not a man that's looking at them.
Oh.
So if you're single, you aren't shaving. If a man's going to look at you, you got to shave.
Every day is January when you're single. Huh?
I would think it would be the opposite.
No, because
when you're single, you just don't know when you're going to sling.
No, you know when you're going to sling.
No.
Also, I've heard other women, having been dating, I have heard women will say like, well, nope, I didn't even shave because I didn't even want to allow myself to go down that path.
To go down that path. You know, if you aren't groomed properly, you are not going to go there. I don't care how much you might want to do it. You're in the mood. If you know you're not properly groomed, you're not going to do it.
I'd agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's it for fellas. You can determine a lot from a woman if she decides to go through with it.
Knowing she isn't.
That's a dirty girl.
Exactly.
That is a dirty mm-hmm. girl.
Yeah,
so
is.
When I'm single, I don't shave. I don't really shave a lot anyways because I don't have a lot of hair. But when I'm single, I don't shave anything.
Well, this is it debuted in 2019, and it's the 6th year people have done it. The Instagram account has 40,000 followers. That's 40,000 hairy women that are out there. It says that their goals include promoting self-confidence, challenging societal beauty standards, and creating a supportive community where people can share their journey. So let me understand this. So you don't shave to go against what you would say are society's rules, but you made the rules. Like
you did.
You did it. Nobody else did it. Like it's your rules.
You decided that I want to shave because I want to be beautiful and feel beautiful or whatever. Right. I don't want to look hairy. And yes, and now you're saying you're going against what you created.
There's no, it's not like
absolutely
the,
right.
It's not like the president came out and said,
right,
American people, women especially, you must shave now. Right. It's a law. It's like nobody said that to you.
Nope.
It just was a thing. And I don't know, you know, I remember when it became a thing. It actually became, I think it what became a thing probably in the late 80s going into the 90s.
Yeah. To be honest, I have no idea because I remember the first time I caught myself wanting to shave my legs and I bought all the stuff and got a razor and I was in a bathroom and my aunt comes by and she says, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm going to shave my legs." And she said, "Black women don't shave their legs. Take all that stuff and throw it in the trash."
I've heard
that too.
What
do they do?
We don't do anything. And it's not true. Some do. But from that day forward, I threw all my stuff in the trash. And I've never shaved my legs. Never, not one time.
Let me see.
Can I see your leg right now?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
He can do that mammogram for you, too, if you need while he's there.
May I touch?
Yeah, you can touch it.
That's good. Consent.
It's ashy, but I didn't shave it.
Consent is key. I have it recorded.
I was on the stream, right? People saw me?
Yes. I have it recorded.
Yeah, I have to have the meat.
Before I touch?
It's just ashy, that's all.
Just ashy. Well, other than that, what about those large round circles?
They're moles. I have moles all over my entire body.
Okay.
It's genetic.
It's like touching her leg is like American Gladiators.
No, it's not.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous.
I'm afraid I'm going to stroke up and it's going to snow on the carpet.
Nitro.
No.
Somebody's going to, engineers are going to walk in after we're off the air and go, "What, Pompeii? What?"
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And you don't ever shave?
No, never.
So just black women naturally don't grow that much leg hair or what?
I mean, some of them do.
You know you don't have a kneecap.
I do have a kneecap.
Oh, don't touch your kneecap. That's weird. Oh, don't touch it.
Hold on. Oh, my God. She got hair in her kneecap, but not on her calf.
That's weird.
You're like a two-tone minivan. She's got really nice calves. Have you felt her calves?
I haven't.
She's got really, really.
How would he feel my calves?
I've only touched her above the waist, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he dropped a chip.
Can I feel? Now I want to feel your calves.
Sure, I guess.
She is. But hold on, I warn you. All right, here's a disclaimer.
Please.
If you really get into, because I got into it.
I'm getting into it.
Don't go too far north because you hit the hairy caps.
Oh, God.
It's kind of like Elf had to go through the twisty twirlies, and then I went over the glorious gumdrops. So she's got really smooth, for not shaving ever.
Yeah,
She's never got really smooth calves. Watch for the bumps. Yeah, see, isn't that nice?
Right. Yeah.
You get to the hairy calves.
Kind of
you don't cut anything. It's not that much hair.
It's like
calf.
Yeah, isn't that a good calf? Is that a can of dip in your pocket?
You're touching me too much now.
Is that dip in your pocket? Huh?
No.
What is it?
Are you kidding me, Nelson?
Are you dipping?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what is that?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Zins.
What is that?
It's like just nicotine.
Okay.
Oh,
I was like, that's too big to be a dip can. Hey, I mean, can you wear shorts tomorrow? I want to see what the thighs look like.
No, what do you want?
Right. I'm not wearing shorts.
What do you want from me? You didn't want me smoking.
It is cold
I'm not smoking.
Outside.
It's what?
It's cold outside.
I know. I got to tell you, you've never shaved your calf.
No, never.
Okay. Well,
it's one of the best calves I've ever held on to.
That's amazing. You have amazing calves. You
Thank
should
you.
Showcase them more. Wear the priest. you know, or something. But I got to tell you, you want to cover the kneecap.
Look, yeah. It's fine.
That's
the
a little odd looking.
Is fine.
I mean, knee pads, maybe.
You got a layer of fur on your caps.
Yeah.
You got furry caps.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. There is a girl I went to high school with that she could not shave her thighs. And also, I'm assuming for black women, like the hair is not going to stick out, like visually stick out as much as it would for like a white woman.
The light skinned ones do. Like my mom, you could see her hair if she doesn't shave. And I don't know if my mom does or not, if she ever has. But yeah, if they're lighter, their skin's lighter, you can. But if we're the dark, no.
Well, light skins can't have it all. You know what I mean? Okay.
Okay, relax.
All right.
Jesus.
I don't know what you mean.
I'm just saying I'm on your side. Like most people, like
very different.
Most people like
is
light,
a new Trudy light skinned?
Like, no. Like,
Jesus.
Just light skinned black people tend to be favored more. They get more of the attention.
So this girl in high school, she could not shave her thighs because if she did, she would get like a really bad rash, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And she was very beautiful girl and great shape and whatnot.
She didn't really have hair on your thighs though.
Oh boy, did she. I mean, it looked like she had like biker pants on.
She's wearing shorts.
Yeah, I felt bad for the girl. It was noticeable. She's still very beautiful. But, I mean, she pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, like girls with the hair. I think more or less they're talking about the armpits. You know,
pits for sure armpits.
You get the, you know, the kind of granola girls that, you know, are like, look at me in the hairy armpits and I love trees and watch me do all this kind of stuff. You know, so you get those girls that are trying to make a statement. That's disgusting. Like, it really is. But that's the standard, you know, because back in the day it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You know, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But I would think the majority of guys aren't going to dig that.
No.
You know what I mean? So I don't know which way, you know, maybe that's a swinging thing. I have no idea.
And then it's not.
And then downstairs, of course, you know, I'm old enough at 48 to remember, you know, those days.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still, and you go look at some of the old school porn and stuff and it was okay.
I don't know, but I'm still happy to be a man of the future. You know what I mean?
It was that bad.
There's never been a situation like that downstairs, though, that would prevent us if we were trying to
with you. No, never.
Right.
No, you would just, you know, you would have a, you know, sometimes, I don't know what it says. You would have a doggy bag to take home. You know what I mean? You know, so sometimes there is some post. Right? There's some, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like post prep.
Yep.
That is so nasty.
Well, I was trying to put it as kid friendly as possible.
You did well.
With making my point still. What about the rest of you? You got.
There's no hair under my arms, so I don't
really
shave under my arms. Nope.
Is that a you thing or a black woman thing?
It's a me thing.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it can't grow. It can't get any sun because of the balls.
Right.
Yeah, it's because of my hydrogenitis and my surgery, so I don't have any hair under my arms.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't wear deodorant. I don't shave.
What?
You don't wear deodorant?
It's January, not January stinky.
I haven't worn deodorant since 2009.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing there anymore. There's no hair that grows.
So they like removed that whole like area of the skin when they did your
surgery.
Right,
everything's scraped out.
Yeah, but you still.
It's still skin on skin.
But you still will have.
No, I don't perspire. I don't sweat any of that stuff. So I don't wear deodorant.
Well, is that because you don't exercise or is it because you don't?
I've exercised with you and I sweat.
Shots
was
fired.
I musty? Did you smell me stink? No.
I've never smelled a musk from you. No.
I don't know. I wasn't.
You don't know. You know somebody stinks or they're musty.
I was not. Well, you wear so much damn cologne. I don't know.
No, because if you can't cover up musk with cologne, that doesn't work.
No.
What
not
about your chest? Do you have any? Sometimes ladies have a little valley.
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Mustache?
No.
Nope.
Sideburns?
Mm. I mean, I have hair on my head.
Chin hair?
Nope.
No.
Yeah. I'm not very hairy.
And again,
only...
is that a you thing or is that like generally like black women don't have as much facial hair as like white women?
Some do, but not a lot.
Have you ever seen a woman with a goatee?
I have.
Yeah. Isn't that freaky?
It is.
And like you can only find them in certain parts of the country.
Uh-huh.
And they're usually like really small towns. And they're always working at a gas station.
Yes.
And they're always wearing flannel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Usually smoking.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and it's not like a well-trimmed goatee.
No, it's scraggly.
It's scraggly, like one side's a little longer than the other, and it's got always that one hair.
Oh my God, that
protrudes,
yes.
And it almost, like, you can kind of see it moving, like touching you.
When they're trying to talk to you.
those people are in towns that their calendar, like, doesn't have the, like, they don't have the rest of the months.
No.
They just have January.
January.
They don't realize by February you're supposed to shave it.
Uh-huh. They leave it.
They did not get that memo. Going into a new year, I mean, it's eventually going to happen, and it only took 3 days. Unfortunately, some bad breaking news from Iowa. We'll get you that here in just a little bit when we return. Also, this young lady who I'm assuming her family is fairly big online, and they showcase the whole family and they profit from it with people sending them prizes, and they don't police the prizes and they just open them up because this little girl who's chunky opens something up and the internet is all about hating on it because of what she opened up. So we'll get you all that here in a minute. Well, it didn't take long to get into the new year before we went back to just how we were in 2023. A school shooting took place this morning in Iowa, Perry High School. Not much out as of right now. Law enforcement.
They're still on the scene.
Press conference. Very generic. Understandably so. Not asking a lot of questions other than the fact that it looks like so far multiple victims shot. They're not claiming any of the victims dead, which is good. Still unfortunate. The way we talk about this stuff just still blows my mind. We're so desensitized to it.
Yeah.
It's just like second nature. It's crazy. I mean, I remember being on the air during Columbine and like jaws dropped. And you couldn't talk about anything else or think about anything else. It was just amazed. And then 20 plus years later, it's like, another school shooting. The shooter, different reports. One that I'm reading says they would not confirm or deny if this shooter was either from the school and or dead. And then CNN reported 50 minutes ago that the shooter is dead. But that's about it. That's all they have. So there's the first of 2024. Now, the good thing is I don't believe school had started yet.
Oh,
that is good.
So, I mean, like, you try to find good in this kind of stuff, which is crazy. But, you know, and then you go in and you find out probably the kid, you know, I didn't have any friends. I was bullied. And
not something you usually see in a rural school, though.
Most of them are. Wasn't the Texas? That was pretty rural.
Was it? I thought it was just outside of a major metropolis.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, Columbine, fairly rural.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, what do you consider rural?
I mean, I thought Columbine.
How did you just come up with that? It's not in rural areas, and you keep saying, is it? Like, where'd you come up with that from?
Because I thought Columbine was just outside of Denver, like.
Yeah, well, that's usually what rural would be.
But I mean, most of these school shootings that you see are like, I'm saying like this Perry, Iowa, I guarantee the high school of Perry, Iowa has got a graduating class of maybe 40.
Would you consider Roseville rural?
No.
You would not?
No.
See, I think I would.
I would.
Why would you consider, what do you consider rural?
Well, I just told you. I mean, like I would consider anything out of the metro rural.
Oh, see, that's not my definition of that. When I think rural, I think there's probably dirt roads in town.
There's a dirt road by my house.
and that the high school classes are probably made up of several other counties all coming to one high school, as opposed to it being multiple high schools even in the area. No, this is, Roseville's a city. Roseville's a metropolis.
So I'm sure this is a city as well.
I'm just saying based on where it's at.
Roseville's a metropolis? Is that what you just said?
What I'm saying is like, yeah.
No. Go back.
Yes, I am.
No.
I'm from a state that has 1.8 million people in the state.
I understand that, but Roseville is not a metropolis. That's silly for you to even say that. Think metropolis. Think Superman. Think New York City.
Think Zootopia.
Think big buildings.
We're not that far from big buildings just because there isn't a big building right here. Wow, you guys are from big city, man.
We are.
We're just not dealing with somebody on your level.
right?
Which is lower than ours.
Fair.
Right? So forgive us if we're talking down to you.
That's all right. I don't understand it anyway.
But we're just not used to your kind.
We're not where the rural people are.
Right. Nikki, you and I, just those people.
Yeah.
We just don't understand them.
I think people listening to you call Roseville rural are laughing. I think you think you sound ridiculous.
Well, in my definition of what
definitely
rural...
Definitely don't think it's a metropolis.
Well, rural would be...
I could be off about metropolis.
No, you are.
I'm allowing room for that.
But anything rural to me is anything outside the metro.
Me too. That's what I think about when
I'm thinking
rural.
The country, man. Like in the country.
But you said different counties going to one school. The town that I'm from, one county was in one school, but it's in the middle of nowhere still. It's not a city. It's a rural area.
Sarasota, Florida. Beach town. Rural?
I have no concept of Sarasota, Florida.
It's a very small beach town.
How many? What's population?
People. I don't know. But my graduating class was 101 people.
I would say that's rural.
But I went to a private Catholic high school.
That changes things. How many high schools in the area?
3 public.
Feels like it's not so rural.
So you would say like one is
one
rural.
One high school is rural.
What I'm saying
like
is
we
like
had
this,
one high school where I lived.
Like this Perry, Iowa. I know enough about Iowa. My ex-wife, Trudy number one, was from an area similar to this, about an hour to the east, to the west, actually. And they had one high school, and it was in the county seat, and then all of the counties around shipped their kids to that one high school. So we're talking, I mean, a 50-mile radius, kids are coming together to come to, like, one high school.
So your mind says TV rural.
Yes.
You know, like,
Green Acres.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I don't think you're right.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, I don't think you're right. Okay. I think we're right.
I think we are.
Right? Right. Yeah, right.
Right, right.
We're right.
916-909-0985. You want to get in on the final parts of the program here today. These parents are getting beat up on the old interweb. So I've read a couple different things, and I think this is a very important piece of information, and Nikki, maybe you know. So you have this family with these kids, and I've read that they, you know, they're kind of a thing on the internet.
That you said that. I have not been able to find these people at all, and I've looked everywhere.
Okay, I read that somewhere in one of these stories. Again, this is kind of like the Epstein list. It's like there's 5 different stories saying 5 different things.
And it does say that in the story. It says supporters because they support this family, but I can't find these people.
So when I'm watching this, I'm assuming that these packages that this little girl... who, I don't know, if we were to guess, because it doesn't say her age, is probably 7.
She looks like she's 7 or 8 years old. Yeah.
7, 8 years old. And she's a chubby little black girl. Mm-hmm. Very cute. But she's chubby, you know, mm-hmm. which, you know, 7, 8 years old, so be it. It happens. Sure. And these things that she's opening, this was for Christmas, but they're not wrapped.
No, they're Amazon.
They're Amazoned. So I had read that these were... things that were sent from their followers online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she looks familiar, so I was wondering if this was the little girl that dances, but I can't confirm that.
She looks like a black Honey Boo Boo.
She does.
Right?
Yeah. She does. And there is one that looks similar to this little girl, and she does all these different little dances on TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that, but I can't confirm if this is her because I can't find the page.
So she gets to one of these packages, and it's in one of those kind of shipping envelopes. And it's driving me nuts because her and her siblings are taking all day to open it, not realizing that there's a perforated strip that you pull. And so they finally get it open, and it's a box of Slim Tea. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the kickback is, of course, you have an overweight child, and their parents allowed that girl to open up a package that was sent to her, that Slim Tea, because... assuming she's overweight.
Right.
And so everybody's like, you're bad parents. You're the ones that let her get that way, blah, blah, blah. So, again, here's why the internet drives me absolutely insane. Like, now, granted, I'll give you, they should not have let the kids open up things.
From strangers directly?
Raw dog and mm-hmm. not look at them first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's bad parenting, without a doubt. That's bad parenting. But to give a 7 or 8 year old something, now I do understand, I believe that like the stuff like Slim Tea, it's not made for that age.
No, it is not.
But
and it doesn't work anyways.
If somebody were to send it to her, thinking that it's going to help, like there's nothing wrong with saying to your child at a young age, you're overweight. I mean, I don't know if they have fat camps anymore. They used to.
They don't.
You know, like there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, look, you know, you're too young to get in the gym because your bones have not gotten to that point. We're going to wait a couple years, but maybe we as a family.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Questions other than the fact that it looks like so far multiple victims shot. They're not claiming any of the victims dead, which is good. Still unfortunate. The way we talk about this stuff just still blows my mind. We're so desensitized to it.
Yeah.
It's just like second nature. It's crazy. I mean, I remember being on the air during Columbine and like jaws dropped. And you couldn't talk about anything else or think about anything else. It was just amazed. And then 20 plus years later, it's like, ah, another school shooting. The shooter, different reports. One that I'm reading says they would not confirm or deny if this shooter was either from the school and or dead. And then CNN reported 50 minutes ago that the shooter is dead. But that's about it. That's all they have. So there's the first of 2024. Now, the good thing is I don't believe school had started yet.
Oh, that is good.
So, I mean, like you try to find good in this kind of stuff, which is crazy. But, you know, and then you go in and you find out probably the kid, you know, I didn't have any friends. I was bullied. And
not something you usually see in a rural school, though.
Most of them are. Wasn't the Texas? That was pretty rural.
Was it? I thought it was just outside of a major metropolis.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, Columbine, fairly rural.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, what do you consider rural?
I mean, I thought Columbine.
How did you just come up with that? It's not in rural areas, and you keep saying, is it? Like, where'd you come up with that from?
Because I thought Columbine was just outside of Denver. Like,
yeah, well, that's usually what rural would be.
But, I mean, most of these school shootings that you see are like, I'm saying, like, this Perry, Iowa, I guarantee the high school of Perry, Iowa has got a graduating class of maybe 40.
Would you consider Roseville rural?
No.
You would not?
No.
See, I think I would.
I would.
Why would you consider, what do you consider rural?
Well, I just told you. I mean, like, I would consider anything out of the metro rural.
Oh, see, that's not my definition of that. When I think rural, I think there's probably dirt roads in town.
There's a dirt road by my house.
And that the high school classes are probably made up of several other counties all coming to one high school, as opposed to it being multiple high schools even in the area. No, this is, Roseville's a city. Roseville's a metropolis.
So I'm sure this is a city as well.
I'm just saying based on where it's at.
Roseville's a metropolis? Is that what you just said?
What I'm saying is like, yeah.
No. Go back.
Yes, I am.
No.
I'm from a state that has 1.8 million people in the state.
I understand that, but Roseville is not a metropolis. That's silly for you to even say that. Think metropolis. Think Superman. Think New York City.
Think Zootopia.
Think big buildings.
We're not that far from big buildings just because there isn't a big building right here. Wow, you guys are from big city, man.
We are.
We're just not dealing with somebody on your level.
Right.
Which is lower than ours.
Fair.
Right. So forgive us if we're talking down to you.
That's all right. I don't understand it anyway.
But we're just not used to your kind.
We're not where the rural people are.
Right. Nikki, you and I just those people.
Yeah.
We just don't understand them.
I think people listening to you call Roseville rural are laughing. I think you think you sound ridiculous.
Well, in my definition of what
definitely rural. Definitely don't think it's a metropolis.
Well, rural would be.
I could be off about metropolis.
No, you are.
I'm allowing room for that.
But anything rural to me is anything outside the metro.
Me too. That's what I think about when
I'm
I say rural.
I'm thinking the country, man. Like in the country.
But you said different counties going to one school. The town that I'm from, one county was in one school, but it's in the middle of nowhere still. It's not a city. It's a rural area.
Sarasota, Florida. Beach town. Rural?
I have no concept of Sarasota, Florida.
It's a very small beach town.
What's the population?
People. I don't know. But my graduating class was 101 people.
I would say that's rural.
But I went to a private Catholic high school.
That changes things. How many high schools in the area?
Three public.
Feels like it's not so rural.
So you would say like one is
one
rural.
One high school is rural.
What I'm saying
like,
is
we
like
had
this,
one high school where I lived.
Like this Perry, Iowa. I know enough about Iowa. My ex-wife, Trudy number one, was from an area similar to this, about an hour to the east, or to the west, actually. And they had one high school, and it was in the county seat, and then all of the counties around shipped their kids to that one high school. So we're talking, I mean, a 50-mile radius, kids are coming together to come to, like, one high school.
So your mind says TV rural.
Yes.
You know, like,
Green Acres.
Yeah,
Green.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I don't think you're right.
Little House on a Prairie.
Yeah, I don't think you're right. Okay. I think we're right. Right?
I think we are.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Right, right.
We're right.
916-909-0985. You want to get in on the final parts of the program here today. These parents are getting beat up on the old interweb. I've read a couple different things, and I think this is a very important piece of information, and Nikki, maybe you know. So you have this family with these kids, and I've read that they, you know, they're kind of a thing on the internet.
That you said that. I have not been able to find these people at all, and I've looked everywhere.
Okay, I read that somewhere in one of these stories. Again, this is kind of like the Epstein list. It's like there's five different stories saying five different things.
And it does say that in the story. It says supporters because they support right. this family, but I can't find these people.
So when I'm watching this, I'm assuming that these packages that this little girl who, I don't know, if we were to guess, because it doesn't say her age, is probably seven.
She looks like she's 7 or 8 years old. Yeah.
7, 8 years old. And she's a chubby little black girl. Mm-hmm. Very cute. But she's chubby, you know, mm-hmm. which, you know, 7, 8 years old, so be it. It happens. Sure. And these things that she's opening, this was for Christmas, but they're not wrapped.
No, they're Amazon.
They're Amazon. So I had read that these were things that were sent from their followers online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she looks familiar, so I was wondering if this was the little girl that dances, but I can't confirm that.
She looks like a black Honey Boo Boo.
She does.
Right? Yeah.
She does. And there is one that looks similar to this little girl, and she does all these different little dances on TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that, but I can't confirm if this is her because I can't find the page.
So she gets to one of these packages, and it's in one of those kind of shipping envelopes. And it's driving me nuts because her and her siblings are taking all day to open it, not realizing that there's a perforated strip that you pull. And so they finally get it open, and it's a box of Slim Tea. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the kickback is, of course, you have an overweight child, and their parents allowed that girl to open up a package that was sent to her, that Slim Tea, because assuming she's overweight.
Right.
And so everybody's like, you're bad parents. You're the ones that let her get that way, blah, blah, blah. So again, here's why the internet drives me absolutely insane. Like, now, granted, I'll give you, they should not have let the kids open up things
from strangers directly,
raw dog, and mm-hmm. not look at them first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's bad parenting, without a doubt. That's bad parenting. But to give a 7 or 8 year old something, now I do understand, I believe that like the stuff like Slim Tea, it's not made for that age.
No, it is not.
But
and it doesn't work anyways.
If somebody were to send it to her, thinking that it's going to help, like there's nothing wrong with saying to your child at a young age, you're overweight. I mean, I don't know if they have fat camps anymore. They used to.
They don't.
You know, like there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, look, you know, you're too young to get in the gym because your bones have not gotten to that point. We're going to wait a couple years, but maybe we as a family can start eating healthier and differently so you're not as overweight, because kids are brutal. Mm-hmm. They're going to, you know, you talk about bullying and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So like maybe possibly, let's be optimistic, somebody was trying to help.
Somebody may have been trying to help, but it was not their place. And that is my issue with them sending this. It is the parents' responsibility to parent that child. They can look at this little girl and see that she's overweight. It doesn't matter what you send to this child. If her parents don't enforce whatever her eating habits are or her way of life, you sending some Slim Tea is going to change nothing.
Is it inappropriate to send from a person that follows your life that you've now made public and open to everyone, or is it inappropriate for somebody close to you, like i.e. family member, to give it to her?
Both.
But what's more, like, doesn't it feel like it would be worse if a family member did it?
No, both scenarios to me are equally not good things to do. Like, I have overweight nieces and nephews. I wouldn't ever go say, hey, give them some Slim Tea. I'll put my sisters aside and say, maybe you should change the diet or change how they're eating or something like that. But you don't give them a gift like slim tea to say this is how you lose weight. If anything, go pick up your family member if you're that close to them. Take them out to the park. Let them run around and play. Do something to help them. Not, I feel like this is more judgy than helpful.
Well, either sure. Well, okay, so be it. Maybe that is the case. I don't know. I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate, but I would look at it as a parent and say, okay, well, it's noticeable that my kid's overweight and we need to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
The kid can't do anything about it. Kid doesn't know. Kid's 78 years old. Look, I was a fat kid, you know, and I wish that, you know, my mother would have done something. I mean, I got made fun of, but that was the 80s. I embraced getting bullied by my family because it made me, like, my mantra even at 48 is I'll show you. Like, I have a hit list of people, not to kill, but, you know, a hit list of people to prove wrong. Mm-hmm. I always say success is the best receipt.
Right.
But it made me that way because of how I was treated as a little fat kid. I'm appreciative of that. Mm.
My daughter, when she was younger, was a little overweight. And guess what? My mother and my father both said to me, because I'm her parent, hey, you need to get some of that weight off her. Well, at the time, I was not doing things how I should or ought to have been doing because of my schedule. And I couldn't make adjustments. So my parents said, send her and let her stay with us for the summer. We'll get her together and get the weight off her. And that's what they did. If you want to help, actually do something to help. Don't just pass your judgments.
Right. And you got to do it yourself. So here's, you know, when, you know, I became a stepfather and, you know, Caleb's older than Ariel by 5 years and he was chunky. And he's a big boy now. He's actually shed a lot of weight. He looks really good right now, thank God. But he was chunky. And, you know, not that, look, I'm, you know, Mr. Olympia or anything, but I've always eaten fairly healthy, you know, go to the gym, exercise, and I believe right. in all that stuff. So I would, you know, as I got to the point where I thought I could say something, I was saying stuff to help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even Ariel at a young age, about this age, you know, and then when she became a teenager, you know, she's just drinking these pink drinks and the sugar and all this horrible stuff. And I'd say stuff to Rach. Now, I was right about Kayla, but wrong about Ariel.
Mm.
So I really shouldn't open my mouth at all because, you know, Rach is the primary as their biological mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just would be like, you know, it's too young. Just let it go. Let it go. Absolutely. If that's what you want, I'm just trying to help. That's what I'm trying to help. And my daughter has grown up to be this absolutely beautiful young woman that is mm-hmm. in fantastic shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you kind of have to let them get into their own.
Right.
But you do have to nudge a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all peer pressure, too. You know, one of the things right now for kids, which is actually, I guess, a good thing, it's very trendy to be healthy on TikTok.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Everything's trendy.
Everybody's learning
TikTok.
How to work out. This next generation, they're going to have the strongest hips and the biggest legs. My generation was skip leg day, get to arms and chest.
Yep.
This generation is hip thrust.
Yes.
Anywhere you can find a spot in the gym, you get a bar, you put some weights on, and you bang the ceiling.
Get thrusting.
And you start thrusting. That's all anybody does. Anybody between the ages of 17 and 23, men and women, they're thrusting in the gym.
I remember the first time I went in there with you and I saw them doing that, I was thinking, what are they doing?
That's all they do. They just.
What exercise is that? I'm like, we haven't done that. We've done all these exercises. Not once has Jason said, all right, bend down and thrust. I'm like, so what are all these people doing?
They just ghost bang. That's all they do. They find spots. And like, there are machines that you can do it on, right? Or you can go to the Smith machine, or you can just take a bar at the, you know, a bench and stuff. They find areas that you would not normally do it. Like, you'll go to the water fountain and have to step over some girl that's thrusting with weights while she's watching her TikToks. You know, she's like, that gym girl 5'4" does it, you know, so I'm going to do it.
Just like this.
You know, more power to you. Bless your heart, right? All right, fourth and final round of headlines, last-minute calls, comments, concerns, anything on the text machine, 916-909-0985. What you got?
I'm going to tell you why a judge was assaulted at work and where Bigfoot was spotted during Christmas.
Ooh, all right, I'll get you that here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines, read all about it, baby. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Headlines.
Oh, man. See, can I add a story to your headlines?
Sure.
TGI Fridays abruptly closes 36 restaurants. I didn't even know they were still around.
Right.
I was about to say, I can see that happening. They're not popular like they used to be.
TGI Fridays, we used to go there all the time in high school.
For those Jack Daniel's chicken.
Yeah, Jack Daniel's chicken.
Mm-hmm. And ribs.
The broccoli bites And the what's the sandwich you dip into? The Monte Cristo.
Mm. Oh, never had that.
Oh, you've never had a Monte Cristo?
I think I've had it once.
It's like a hot ham. You know what it is?
I know what it is, but I don't really eat it.
Hot ham and cheese. And
you
I think
dip it in that black sauce?
Turkey. Jelly.
Jelly?
Yeah, it's jelly.
Okay, oh, no. I'm not going to eat that.
And it's breaded with a like French bread, like breakfast, mm-hmm. like sweet with powdered sugar. And then you dip it into
I've never had that.
Raspberry jelly. Mm-mm. Oh my God, you've got to have one.
You know what they say the death of the TGI Fridays is because they
Saturday?
They expanded all of their appetizers into grocery stores.
Oh.
They sure did.
And
it tastes the same though.
But it doesn't matter. It ended up killing their business. Like a lot of places are like, well, I wish you would sell this so you can get it, right? You can get the dressing from Olive Garden in a bottle. You can get the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix now from.
And they never taste the same.
No.
You know, another restaurant that went corporate like that, probably not going to be familiar with it because it's not a huge chain, if a chain at all, really. But they put their crab cakes in the grocery stores, Phillips. Growing up in Maryland, the Inner Harbor, the infamous Inner Harbor, Phillips was the place to go. You get crab cakes or crabs or whatnot. They'd have these like hourglass, you get daiquiris. I get virgin daiquiris as a kid, and it was right on the Inner Harbor and have all the boats coming in and coming out. And they were, you know, the hips and hips. Oh. And then they eventually put everything into the grocery stores. And you're like, oh, this is great. And you try to taste it. And you're like, Skyline Chili. If anybody's ever had Skyline Chili before, you know, Cincinnati style chili, which is just spaghetti noodles and.
Oh, with the chili on top.
Chili
of
and the
it.
Cheese and the onions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You can buy that in a can. It's got 1 million grams of sodium. And it's disgusting. But you go and you get it at the mall. It's the best ever.
You know what I learned when I moved here? It was a couple of months ago, even after we got here, is that Marie Callender's, you know, the pies you would buy in the frozen section? That was a restaurant first. There is one in town.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Had no idea.
Yeah, the blue ready.
Yeah, so like a Perkins or an IHOP, it was already its own thing. And then they did, like he's saying, Bailey said, with
the frozen.
Phillips. Yeah. They expanded. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. They bake your own pies. You can get them here in town.
All right. So goodbye to TGI Fridays. I don't even know if there's one here in town.
Why did I get goosebumps talking about Marie Callender's pie?
You got goosebumps talking about food. Like, I have to calm you down. Man. I got to move on.
I know. I saw it.
Fourth and final round of headlines. Thanks to our friends at Good Guys. Good Guys Heating and Air. 530-GOOD-AIR. Nikki D.
A man seeking freedom goes and does this. H7.
Because I just can't with that history. In accordance with the laws of the state of Nevada, this court.
Wow.
That was a very nasty thing to see. Clark County District Court Judge Mary Hay Holthus, she was giving down a sentence to this guy who was already in for battery. He tried to take something to this guy's kneecaps. And she was saying, like, no, I cannot let this man back out on the streets. He has to be punished for his crimes. And when she was getting ready to go into his sentences, this man leaps across the courtroom onto this judge, takes her down, and then they try to restrain him at that point.
Let's give a little credit to the agility of this guy. Look, let's be fair. He's a bad guy.
He is.
He's going to serve his time and some.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. But we've got to give credit to this guy's agility.
Yeah, like what's his Olympic availability after this, you know?
He might need to be let into Paris for the Olympics. Yeah. I don't know if there's a sport called judge jumping or what.
That would be great.
But
that's a long jump.
This guy, I mean, think about where a judge is at. And what's in front of a judge is all normal. And this guy's back behind his table.
Yep.
The judge is about to lay at the smackdown. This guy got from his table to over the counter.
Oh, right.
He nailed her straight on.
Yeah. And with perfect form, I might
add. Yes. Arms open, like ready to catch and tackle her. That's he did.
Like the Iraqi judge gave him a 10. Like jury was over there and had the cards. This guy was good.
The first thing I thought about when I saw that was, why wasn't he in handcuffs? But according to the story, he wasn't already in custody. So he was showing up for his hearing, he had been, free up until that point.
Man.
I'm like, maybe they should come up with a different type of rule after this because that's not safe.
No. And I don't understand, like, when something like this happens, I mean, these aren't superheroes, and there's men in the courtroom. Like, the first guy that grabs him was this dude, young guy, looks like he's in good shape, wearing a suit and tie. I don't know what his title was or what he did, whether he's an attorney or not. But you know what? Like, put a good grip around his neck and fall backwards. It's not that difficult. Like, do you not know how to defend yourself?
No, a lot of these people that are in these courtrooms they're not fighters. That's why they have the cops in there. They're lawyers.
Even the cops weren't. The cops were like grabbing his wrist and grabbing his arm. You know, man can't move. Man can't move.
I don't know. That guy was wild. He had some kind of superhuman strength. You can tell that just from his leap.
It was like Men in Black. You look in his eyes and he like reptile blink.
I'm going to cut these people some slack because this guy was not ordinary at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what kind of shoes was he wearing?
Right.
I saw him reach down and pump up his Reebok tongues.
If you go to the Shade Room, that comment section, you will laugh for hours. Even though this is not funny, the judge is okay, but the memes from this, the comments are hilarious. This girl said, this is how I jump to conclusions.
Oh, that's good. I've seen a few remixes of the video. I'm waiting to see. It's got to be coming. The RKO.
Yep.
You know, with Randy Orton from WWE. You know, where they'll take him and or even DDP because it's a very similar move. You know, out of nowhere, RKO.
Oh, no.
That would have been great if the judge defended herself.
Oh.
And as the guy jumped over, she turns around, puts her arm around the back of his head
and slams
and drops down and gives him an RKO. That would have been badass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then got up.
Expecting that, though.
Yeah. All right. Second story.
We now won't ever believe that Bigfoot is real. H8.
It was just, I guess, maybe something that maybe got out of hand, but it was all fun and games. I think he just wanted to maybe elevate people's happiness during the holiday season.
This took place in Winter Green, Virginia, up in the mountains. This guy decided to dress up in a Bigfoot suit during the holidays and just go on random walks in the woods. So people, of course, start filming, taking pictures. Police start getting reports that people saw Bigfoot. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of what this looks like if you haven't seen it. If I saw that, it looks real. Now, this is totally debunking every Bigfoot thought that I've had because people are out here playing games with us.
Yes.
That looks real.
That's a big guy.
He is. So
like, it's got the muscular texture and everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And so he stopped doing it on his own. The cops said they didn't have to, like, bring him in and tell him to stop. I guess once people start calling the police, he realized, like, maybe my prank's getting out of control, so he stopped.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to shoot him.
Right. Or that. Yeah. He probably got confronted.
There's a couple buddies of mine, you know, things that you can't, I guess, do anymore on the radio, but they one of them dressed up in an orange jumpsuit, you know, like a prison jumpsuit,
mm-hmm.
and start running across traffic like they're escaped.
Mm-hmm.
They had like shackles on and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you know, just that's what we do, get publicity and, you know, whatever the case may be. Got a lot of trouble for that. I always thought that was like one of the best. But to give a 7 or 8 year old something, now I do understand, I believe that like the stuff like Slim Tea, it's not made for that age.
No, it is not.
But
and it doesn't work anyways.
If somebody were to send it to her, thinking that it's going to help, like there's nothing wrong with saying to your child at a young age, you're overweight. I mean, I don't know if they have fat camps anymore. They used to.
They don't.
You know, like there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, look, you know, you're too young to get in the gym because your bones have not gotten to that point. We're going to wait a couple years, but maybe we as a family can start eating healthier and differently so you're not as overweight because kids are brutal. Mm-hmm. They're going to, you know, you talk about bullying and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So like maybe possibly, let's be optimistic, somebody was trying to help.
Somebody may have been trying to help, but it was not their place. And that is my issue with them sending this. It is the parent's responsibility to parent that child. They can look at this little girl and see that she's overweight. It doesn't matter what you send to this child. If her parents don't enforce whatever her eating habits are or her way of life, you sending some Slim Tea is going to change nothing.
Is it inappropriate to send from a person that follows your life that you've now made public and open to everyone, or is it inappropriate for somebody close to you, like i.e. family member, to give it to her?
Both.
But
what's more, like, doesn't it feel like it would be worse if a family member did it?
No, both scenarios to me are equally not good things to do. Like I have overweight nieces and nephews. I wouldn't ever go say, hey, give them some slim tea. I'll put my sisters aside and say, maybe you should change the diet or change how they're eating or something like that. But you don't give them a gift like slim tea to say, this is how you lose weight. If anything, go pick up your family member. If you're that close to them, take them out to the park, let them run around and play, do something to help them. Not, I feel like this is more judgy than helpful.
Well, either. Sure. Well, okay. So be it. Maybe that is the case. I don't know. I'm just, playing devil's advocate, but I would look at it as a parent and say, okay, well, it's noticeable that my kid's overweight and we need to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
The kid can't do anything about it. Kid doesn't know. Kid's 78 years old. Look, I was a fat kid, and I wish that, my mother would have done something. I mean, I got made fun of, but that was the 80s. I embraced getting bullied by my family because it made me, like, my mantra even at 48 is, I'll show you. Like, I have a hit list of people, not to kill, but, a hit list of people to prove wrong. Mm-hmm. I always say success is the best receipt,
right?
But it made me that way because of how I was treated as a little fat kid. I'm appreciative of that.
Mm. My daughter, when she was younger, was a little overweight. And guess what? My mother and my father both said to me, because I'm her parent, hey, you need to get some of that weight off her. Well, at the time, I was not doing things how I should or ought to have been doing because of my schedule. And I couldn't make adjustments. So my parents said, send her and let her stay with us for the summer. We'll get her together and get the weight off her. And that's what they did. If you want to help, actually do something to help. Don't just pass your judgments.
Right. And you got to do it yourself. So here's, when, I became a stepfather and, Caleb's older than Ariel by 5 years and he was chunky and he's a big boy now. He's actually shed a lot of weight. He looks really good right now. Thank God. But he was chunky and, not that, look, I'm, Mr. Olympia or anything, but I've always eaten fairly healthy, go to the gym, exercise, and I believe right. in all that stuff. So I would, as I got to the point where I thought I could say something, I was saying stuff to help.
Mm-hmm.
And, even Ariel at a young age, about this age, and then when she became a teenager, she's just drinking these pink drinks and the sugar and all this horrible stuff. And I'd say stuff to Rach. Now, I was right about Kayla, but wrong about Ariel.
Mm.
So I really shouldn't open my mouth at all because, Rach is the primary as their biological mother.
Mm-hmm.
She just would be like, it's too young. Just let it go. Let it go. Absolutely. If that's what you want, I'm just trying to help. That's what I'm trying to help. And my daughter has grown up to be this absolutely beautiful young woman that is mm-hmm. in fantastic shape.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to let them get into their own.
Right.
But you do have to nudge a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's all peer pressure, too. One of the things right now for kids, which is actually, I guess, a good thing, it's very trendy to be healthy on TikTok.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Everything's trendy.
Everybody's learning
TikTok.
How to work out. This next generation, they're going to have the strongest hips and the biggest legs. My generation was skip leg day, get to arms and chest.
Yep.
This generation is hip thrust.
Yes.
Anywhere you can find a spot in the gym, you get a bar, you put some weights on, and you bang the ceiling.
Get thrusting.
And you start thrusting. That's all anybody does. Anybody between the ages of 17 and 23, men and women, they're thrusting in the gym.
I remember the first time I went in there with you and I saw them doing that, I was thinking, what are they doing?
That's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
They just.
What exercise is that? I'm like, we haven't done that. We've done all these exercises. Not once has Jason said, all right, bend down and thrust. I'm like, so what are all these people doing?
They just ghost bang. That's all they do. They find spots. And like, there are machines that you can do it on, right? Or you can go to the Smith machine, or you can just take a bar at the, a bench and stuff. They find areas that you would not normally do it. Like, you'll go to the water fountain and have to step over some girl that's thrusting with weights while she's watching her TikToks. She's like, that gym girl 5'4" does it, so I'm going to do it.
Just like this.
More power to you. Bless your heart, right? All right, fourth and final round of headlines, last-minute calls, comments, concerns. Anything on the text machine, 916-909-0985. What you got?
I'm going to tell you why a judge was assaulted at work and where Bigfoot was spotted during Christmas.
Ooh, all right, we'll get you that here in a minute.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines, read all about it, baby. Extra, read all about it.
Headlines.
Oh, man. See, can I add a story to your headlines?
Sure.
TGI Fridays abruptly closes 36 restaurants. I didn't even know they were still around.
Right.
I was about to say, I can see that happening. They're not popular like they used to be.
TGI Fridays. We used to go there all the time in high school.
For those Jack Daniels chicken.
Yeah, Jack Daniels chicken.
Mm-hmm. And ribs.
The broccoli bites and the, what's the sandwich you dip into? The Monte Cristo.
Mm. Oh, never had that.
Oh, you've never had a Monte Cristo?
I think I've had it once.
It's like a hot ham. You know what it is?
I know what it is, but I don't really eat it.
Hot ham and cheese. And
you
I think
dip it in that black sauce?
Turkey. Jelly.
Jelly?
Yeah, it's jelly.
Okay, oh, no. I'm not going to eat that.
And it's breaded with a like French bread, like breakfast, mm-hmm. like sweet with powdered sugar. And then you dip it into.
Okay, no, I've never had that.
Raspberry jelly.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, you've got to have one.
You know what they say the death of the TGI Fridays is because they
Saturday?
They expanded all of their appetizers into grocery stores.
Oh.
They sure did.
And
it tastes the same though.
But it doesn't matter. It ended up killing their business. Like a lot of places are like, well, I wish you would sell this so you can get it, right? You can get the dressing from Olive Garden in a bottle. You can go and get the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix now from.
And they never taste the same.
No.
You know, another restaurant that went corporate like that, probably not going to be familiar with it because it's not a huge chain, if a chain at all, really. But they put their crab cakes in the grocery stores, Phillips. Growing up in Maryland, the Inner Harbor, the infamous Inner Harbor, Phillips was the place to go. You get crab cakes or crabs or whatnot. They'd have these like hourglass, you get daiquiris. I get virgin daiquiris as a kid, and it was right on the Inner Harbor and have all the boats coming in and coming out. And they were, you know, the hips and hips. Oh. And then they eventually put everything into the grocery stores. And you're like, oh, this is great. And you try to taste it. And you're like, Skyline Chili. If anybody's ever had Skyline Chili before, you know, Cincinnati style chili, which is just spaghetti noodles and.
Oh, with the chili on top.
Chili and the cheese and the onions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You can buy that in a can. It's got 1 million grams of sodium. And it's disgusting. But you go and you get it at the mall. It's the best ever.
You know what I learned when I moved here? It was a couple of months ago, even after we got here, is that Marie Callender's, you know, the pies you would buy in the frozen section? That was a restaurant first. There is one in town.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Had no idea.
Yeah, the blue ready.
Yeah, so like a Perkins or an IHOP, it was already its own thing. And then they did, like he's saying, Bailey said, with the
crab cakes? The frozen.
Phillips, yeah. They expanded. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. They bake your own pies. You can get them here in town.
All right, so goodbye to TGI Fridays. I don't even know if there's one here in town.
Why did I get goosebumps talking about Marie Callender's pie?
You got goosebumps talking about food. Like, I have to calm you down. Man. I got to move on.
I know. I saw it.
Fourth and final round of headlines. Thanks to our friends at Good Guys. Good Guys Heating and Air. 530 Good Air. Nikki D.
A man seeking freedom goes and does this. H7.
Because I just can't with that history. In accordance with the laws of state of Nevada, this court.
Wow.
That was a very nasty thing to see. Clark County District Court Judge Mary Hay Holthus, she was giving down a sentence to this guy who was already in for battery. He tried to take something to this guy's kneecaps. And she was saying, like, no, I cannot let this man back out on the streets. He has to be punished for his crimes. And when she was getting ready to go into his sentences, this man leaps across the courtroom onto this judge, takes her down, and then they try to restrain him at that point.
Let's give a little credit to the agility of this guy. Look, let's be fair. He's a bad guy.
He is.
He's going to serve his time and some.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. But we've got to give credit to this guy's agility.
Yeah, like what's his Olympic availability after this, you know?
He might need to be let into Paris for the Olympics. Yeah. I don't know if there's a sport called judge jumping or what.
That would be great.
But this,
that's a long jump.
This guy, I mean, think about where a judge is at and what's in front of a judge.
Mm-hmm.
It's all normal. And this guy's back behind his table.
Yep.
The judge is about to lay at the smackdown. This guy got from his table to, ooh, over the counter.
Oh, right.
He nailed her straight on.
Yeah. And with perfect form, I might
add. Yes. Yes. Arms open, like ready to catch and tackle her. Yeah, that's what he did.
Like the Iraqi judge gave him a 10. Like the jury was over there and had the cards. This guy was good.
The first thing I thought about when I saw that was, why wasn't he in handcuffs? But according to the story, he wasn't already in custody. So he was showing up for his hearing. He had been, free up until that point.
Man.
I'm like, maybe they should come up with a different type of rule after this, because that's not safe.
No. And I don't understand, like, when something like this happens, I mean, these aren't superheroes, and there's men in the courtroom. Like, the first guy that grabs him was this dude, young guy, looks like he's in good shape, wearing a suit and tie. I don't know what his title was or what he did, whether he's an attorney or not. But you know what? Like, put a good grip around his neck and fall backwards. It's not that difficult. Like, do you not know how to defend yourself?
No, a lot of these people that are in these courtrooms they're not fighters. That's why they have the cops in there. They're lawyers.
Even the cops weren't. The cops were like grabbing his wrist and grabbing his arm. You know, man can't move.
I don't know. That guy was wild. He had some kind of superhuman strength. You can tell that just from his leap.
It was like Men in Black. You look in his eyes and he like reptile blink.
I'm going to cut these people some slack, because this guy was not ordinary at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what kind of shoes was he wearing?
Right.
I saw him reach down and pump up his Reebok tongues.
If you go to the Shade Room, that comment section, you will laugh for hours. Even though this is not funny, the judge is okay, but the memes from this, the comments are hilarious. This girl said, this is how I jump to conclusions.
Oh, that's good. I've seen a few remixes of the video. I'm waiting to see. It's got to be coming. The RKO.
Yep.
You know, with Randy Orton from WWE. You know, where they'll take him, and or even DDP, because it's a very similar move. You know, out of nowhere, RKO.
Oh,
that would have been great if the judge defended herself.
Oh.
And as the guy jumped over, she turns around, puts her arm around the back of his head,
and slams,
and drops down and gives him an RKO. That would have been badass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then got up.
She wasn't expecting that, though.
Yeah. All right, second story.
We now won't ever believe that Bigfoot is real. H8.
It was just, I guess, maybe something that maybe got out of hand, but it was all fun and games. I think he just wanted to maybe elevate people's happiness during the holiday season.
This took place in Winter Green, Virginia, up in the mountains. This guy decided to dress up in a Bigfoot suit during the holidays and just go on random walks in the woods. So people, of course, start filming, taking pictures. Police start getting reports that people saw Bigfoot. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of what this looks like if you haven't seen it. If I saw that, it looks real. Now, this is totally debunking every Bigfoot thought that I've had, because people are out here playing games with us.
Yes.
That looks real.
That's a big guy.
He is. So,
like, it's got the muscular texture and everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And so he stopped doing it on his own. The cops said they didn't have to, like, bring him in and tell him to stop. I guess once people start calling the police, he realized, like, maybe my prank's getting out of control, so he stopped.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to shoot him.
Right. Or that. Yeah. He probably got confronted.
There's a couple buddies of mine, you know, things that you can't, I guess, do anymore on the radio, but they, one of them dressed up in an orange jumpsuit, you know, like a prison jumpsuit,
mm-hmm.
and start running across traffic like they're escaped.
Mm-hmm.
They had like shackles on and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just that's what we do, get publicity and, you know, whatever the case may be. They got a lot of trouble for it. I always thought that was like one of the best bits. I was like, God, it's so simple and so clever. I was like, but then you got to worry about, you know, somebody, especially in Florida, taking, oh, man, I'm going to get that boy. There must be a reward on the head of that boy. Take him back to the basement and make him my own. All right. I'll bring this up tomorrow. Talk about Stanley Cups tomorrow.
Mm.
Oh, I want me one so bad.
See, I say that and that's what you think.
Yeah.
You think of the big cups that are very trendy.
Wow, yeah, that's not what I thought.
That have been around forever. I say that. What did you think?
I thought the Stanley Cup.
Hockey.
Yes.
Right. I always think that too.
Are you talking about the cups?
The cups.
Wow, no.
They, for some reason, have overtaken Yeti.
You know, yeah, they have. I've seen that.
As far as tumblers go.
Uh-huh.
That's what everybody... These Stanley Cups have been around forever.
Right.
They have, but it's until they become a thing that everybody wants one. Because I've walked past those cups a million times and never cared.
Well,
and
right,
now I want one.
Right now, it's, I guess, a huge thing at Target because they have a limited edition one. And people are going crazy over these things. So, anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, look, on social, at Listen to the BS. Give us a like, share, follow on YouTube at The Bailey Show. Please subscribe to our channel if you don't mind. We are now live streaming the show. I think we're going to end it like right after 9 o'clock. But if you'd like to join us early in the morning and become a Bugar. long story. Just follow the comments and you'll understand. You can do that on our Facebook page as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. Tomorrow, more opportunities to get you registered for the flyaway to Las Vegas to see the awesome Scorpions. More Burt Kreischer tickets. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Friday.
All right, so we're going to have Game of Tones, a special guest coming in for Game of Tones. Very excited about that. I think that covers just about everything. All right, you got anything there, Nick?
Yeah, Arby's, give me a call.
You don't want, well, I guess meat. Uh-huh. You could do
that's
meat.
That's their thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What
is it? That's the whole slogan. You got, we have the meat.
We have the meat.
Yeah.
And what was yours again?
Hers was this.
I have to have the meat.
Yeah, you could like cater Arby's to the female audience.
I can do it.
All right. Arby's. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. But you take anybody.
I'll take anybody.
Yeah, take anybody.
I'll promote all meat.
Yeah. You're not meat.
No, I'm not meat specific.
Meat specific.
Right? No, I have to have the meat.
I have to have the meat.
I can't believe that.
You got to send it to me. There's like so many different things I can do with it.
I know. Yep.
All right, Nelson, you got anything?
Suburban. Suburban is what I would call Roseville. Someone messaged me.
Yeah, I would give that. Suburban.
Suburban. I would not call Roseville rural.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll meet you
that
there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll give you that.
I'll thank meet you there.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, thank you. What's that look?
I hope you have a place to sleep tonight. Best of luck to you.
We'll see. Rolling the dice.
I'll be thinking about you.
He doesn't have a court date. Yeah. He'll be fine.
All right. Mickey's up next. Enjoy. Have yourself a great, safe rest of your day. And if all goes well, wink, wink, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 6. And bye.
That's enough nonsense for today. This has been The Bailey Show.
What big award did you win today? You know, I kid out of disappointment. Not listening, not
anymore. The BS.
Okay,
no, I've never had that.
Raspberry jelly.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, you've got to have one.
You know what they say the death of the TGI Fridays was? Is because they...
Saturday?
Well, no, yep. They expanded all of their appetizers into grocery stores.
Oh,
they sure did.
And
it don't taste the same though.
But it doesn't matter. It killed their. It ended up killing their business. Like a lot of places are like, well, I wish you would sell this so you can get it right. You can get the dressing from Olive Garden in a bottle. You can go and get the Cheddar Bay biscuit mix now from.
And they never taste the same.
No.
You know, another restaurant that went corporate like that. Probably not going to be familiar with it because it's not a huge chain, if a chain at all, really. But they put their crab cakes in the grocery stores, Phillips. Oh, so yeah. Growing up in Maryland, the Inner Harbor, the infamous Inner Harbor, Phillips was the place to go. You get crab cakes or crabs or whatnot. They'd have these like hourglass, you get daiquiris. I get virgin daiquiris as a kid, and it was right on the Inner Harbor and have all the boats coming in and coming out. And they were, you know, the hips nips. Oh. And then they eventually put everything into the grocery stores and you're like, oh, this is great. And you try to taste it. And you're like, Skyline chili. If anybody's ever had Skyline chili before, you know, Cincinnati style chili, which is just spaghetti noodles and
with the chili on top,
chili and the
it.
Cheese and the onions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You can buy that in a can. It's got 1 million grams of sodium and it's disgusting. But you go and you get it at the mall. It's the best ever.
You know what I learned when I moved here, it was a couple of months ago, even after we got here, is that Marie Callender's, you know, the pies you would buy in the frozen section, that was a restaurant first. There is one in town.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Had no idea.
Yeah, the blue ready.
Yeah, so like a Perkins or an IHOP, it was already its own thing. And then they did, like he's saying, the Bailey said, with the, what'd
that's
you say?
That's all I've
the
ever heard of.
Cakes?
The frozen.
Phillips, yeah. They expanded. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. They bake your own pies. You can get them here in town.
All right, so goodbye to TGI Fridays. I don't even know if there's one here in town.
Why did I get goosebumps talking about Marie Callender's pie?
You got goosebumps talking about food. Like, I have to calm me down. Man. I got to move on.
I know. I saw it.
Fourth and final round of headlines. Thanks to our friends at Good Guys. Good Guys Heating and Air. 530-GOOD-AIR. Nikki D.
A man seeking freedom goes and does this. H7.
Because I just can't with that history. In accordance with the laws of the state of Nevada, this court...
That was a very nasty thing to see. Clark County District Court Judge Mary Hay Holthus, she was giving down a sentence to this guy who was already in for battery. He tried to take something to this guy's kneecaps. And she was saying, like, no, I cannot let this man back out on the streets. He has to be punished for his crimes. And when she was getting ready to go into his sentences, this man leaps across the courtroom onto this judge, takes her down, and then they try to restrain him at that point.
Let's give a little credit to the agility of this guy. Look, let's be fair. He's a bad guy.
He is.
He's going to serve his time and some.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. But we've got to give credit to this guy's agility.
Yeah, like what's his Olympic availability after this, you know?
He might need to be let into Paris for the Olympics. Yeah. I don't know if there's a sport called judge jumping or what.
That would be great.
But this,
that's a long jump.
This guy, I mean, think about where a judge is at. And what's in front of a judge is all normal. And this guy's back behind his table.
Yep.
The judge is about to lay at the smackdown. This guy got from his table to over the counter.
Oh, right.
He nailed her straight on.
Yeah. And with perfect form, I might
add. Yes. Yes. Arms open, like ready to catch and tackle her. That's
yeah,
what
like,
he did.
Like the Iraqi judge gave him a 10. Like it the was- jury was over there and had the cards. This guy was good.
The first thing I thought about when I saw that was, why wasn't he in handcuffs? But according to the story, he wasn't already in custody. So he was showing up for his hearing. He had been, free up until that point.
Man.
I'm like, maybe they should come up with a different type of rule after this because that's not safe.
No. And I don't understand, like, when something like this happens, I mean, these aren't superheroes. And there's men in the courtroom, like the first guy that grabs him was this dude, young guy, looks like he's in good shape, wearing a suit and tie. I don't know what his title was or what he did, whether he's an attorney or not. But you know what? Like, put a good grip around his neck and fall backwards. It's not that difficult. Like, do you not know how to defend yourself?
No, a lot of these people that are in these courtrooms aren't, they're not fighters. That's why they have the cops in there. They're lawyers.
Even the cops weren't. The cops were like grabbing his wrist and grabbing his arm. You know, man can't move. Man can't move.
I don't know. That guy was wild. He had some kind of superhuman strength. You can tell that just from his leap.
It was like Men in Black. You look in his eyes and you like reptile blink.
I'm going to cut these people some slack because this guy was not ordinary at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what kind of shoes was he wearing?
Right.
I saw him reach down and pump up his Reebok tongues.
If you go to the Shade Room, that comment section, you will laugh for hours. Even though this is not funny, the judge is okay, but the memes from this, the comments are hilarious. This girl said, this is how I jump to conclusions.
Oh, that's good. I've seen a few remixes of the video. I'm waiting to see. It's got to be coming. The RKO.
Yep.
You know, with Randy Orton from WWE. You know, where they'll take him and or even DDP because it's a very similar move. You know, out of nowhere, RKO.
Oh,
that would have been great if the judge defended herself.
Oh.
And as the guy jumped over, she turns around, puts her arm around the back of his head
and slams
and drops down and gives him an RKO. That would have been badass. You know, and then got up.
She wasn't expecting that, though.
Yeah. All right, second story.
We now won't ever believe that Bigfoot is real. H8.
It was just, I guess, maybe something that maybe got out of hand, but it was all fun and games. I think he just wanted to maybe elevate people's happiness during the holiday season.
This took place in Winter Green, Virginia, up in the mountains. This guy decided to dress up in a Bigfoot suit during the holidays and just go on random walks in the woods. So people, of course, start filming, taking pictures. Police start getting reports that people saw Bigfoot. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of what this looks like if you haven't seen it. If I saw that, it looks real. So now, this is totally debunking every Bigfoot thought that I've had because people are out here playing games with us.
Yes.
That looks real.
That's a big guy.
He is. So
like, it's got the muscular texture and everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And so he stopped doing it on his own. The cops said they didn't have to, like, bring him in and tell him to stop. I guess once people start calling the police, he realized, like, maybe my prank's getting out of control, so he stopped.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to shoot him.
Right. Or that. Yeah. He probably got confronted.
There's a couple buddies of mine, you know, things that you can't, I guess, do anymore on the radio, but they, one of them dressed up in an orange jumpsuit, you know, like a prison jumpsuit,
mm-hmm.
and start running across traffic like they're escaped. Mm-hmm. They had like shackles on and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just that's what we do, get publicity and, you know, whatever the case may be. Got a lot of trouble for it. I always thought that was like one of the best bits. I was like, God, it's so simple and so clever. I was like, but then you got to worry about, you know, somebody, especially in Florida, taking, oh man, I'm going to get that boy. There must be a reward on the head of that boy. Take him back to the basement and make my own. All right. I'll bring this up tomorrow. Talk about Stanley Cups tomorrow.
Oh, I want me one so bad.
See, I say that, and that's what you think.
Yeah.
You think of the big cups that are very trendy.
Wow, yeah, that's not what I thought.
That have been around forever. I say that. What did you think?
I thought the Stanley Cup.
Hockey.
Yes.
Right. I always think that, too.
Are you talking about the cups?
The cups.
Wow, no.
They, for some reason, have overtaken Yeti.
You know, yeah, they have. I've seen that.
As far as tumblers go.
Uh-huh.
That's what everybody... These Stanley Cups have been around forever.
Right.
They have, but
yes.
It's until they become a thing that everybody wants one. Because I've walked past those cups a million times and never cared.
Well,
and
right,
now I want one.
Right now, it's, I guess, a huge thing at Target because they have a limited edition one. And people Ooh. Are going crazy over these things. So, anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, look, on social, at Listen to the BS, give us a like, share, follow on YouTube at The Bailey Show. Please subscribe to our channel if you don't mind. We are now live streaming the show. I think we're going to end it like right after 9 o'clock.
Mm.
But if you'd like to join us early in the morning and become a bugar.
Long
story. Just follow the comments and you'll understand. You can do that on our Facebook page as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. Tomorrow, more opportunities to get you registered for the flyaway to Las Vegas to see the awesome Scorpions. More Burt Kreischer tickets. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Friday.
All right, so we're going to have Game of Tones, a special guest coming in for Game of Tones. Very excited about that. I think that covers just about everything. All right. You got anything there, Nikki?
Yeah. Arby's, give me a call.
You don't want... Well, I guess meat. Uh-huh. You could do
that's
meat.
That's their thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is it? That's the whole slogan. You we have the meat.
We have the meat.
Yeah.
And what was yours again?
Hers was this.
I have to have the meat.
Yeah. You could like cater Arby's. To the female audience.
I can do it.
All right. Arby's. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. But you take anybody.
I'll take anybody.
Yeah, take anybody.
I'll promote all meat.
Yeah. You're not meat.
No, I'm not meat specific.
Meat specific.
Right? No, I have to have the meat.
I have to have
I meat. Can't believe that.
You got to send it to me. There's like so many different things I can do with it.
I know. Yep.
All right, Nelson, you got anything?
Suburban. Suburban is what I would call Roseville. Someone messaged me
that. Yeah, I would give that. Suburban.
Suburban. I would not call Roseville rural.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll meet you there.
That. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll give you that.
I'll thank meet you there.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, thank you. What's it look?
I hope you have a place to sleep tonight. Best of luck to you.
We'll see. Rolling the
I'll
dice.
I'll be thinking about you.
He doesn't have a court date. Yeah. He'll be fine.
All right. Mickey's up next. Enjoy. Have yourself a great, safe rest of your day. And if all goes well, wink, wink, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 6. And bye.
That's enough nonsense for today. This has been The Bailey Show.
What big award did you win today? You know, I kid out of disappointment.
Not listening, not anymore. The BS.